I hope you're feeling healthier than Russell Wilson. If not, maybe you should check your DNA, your saliva, your personal family of microbes. There is a healthcare company in Seattle, a startup, that aims to use your most granular medical information to personalize your care. Here to tell you about that local startup and some others is John Cook of the tech news site GeekWire. Good to see you, John.
Thanks for having me.
You are tracking Seattle's most remarkable startups, and one of them is this scientific wellness company I referred to called Aravel.
Aravel, that's right. This is a really exciting company, in part because of the people behind it. Leroy Hood runs the Institute for Systems Biology here in the Seattle area.
He is a pioneer
in genomics.
He is
the guy. He is the guy who came up with the DNA sequencer, basically, to figure out the way to track our DNA. So, I mean, a pretty remarkable guy. He's in his 70s now. But he has developed this new company called Aravel, along with Clayton Lewis, who's a venture capitalist here in the Seattle area, which is this whole idea of personalized medicine. So as you said, taking your saliva, taking other parts of within our body to try to figure out what is going to make us sick 1 year, 2 years, 5, 10 years in the future. And it's this idea of basically kind of programming yourself to be a better, healthier person. So who doesn't want that?
Well, I would imagine lots of companies are trying to use the information we're getting about you to make you healthier. What makes you feel like this Seattle company, besides the great Leroy Hood, what makes you think this could be, in your words, transformational here?
Well, I do think it has a lot to do with the people. I mean, when you are looking at startups and you're trying to evaluate who you want to put your bet on, you typically want to look at who's behind it. And there is a track record of huge success here. Leroy Hood has been involved in about 14 different startup ventures. Many of Amgen was a startup at one time, which became a very, very large drug maker. So when people like this start doing something, and they start saying things like, this is my biggest company yet, or we're going to be the Google or Microsoft of scientific wellness, you kind of start paying attention to that. And so I think it does have, at this stage at least, a lot to do with the track record of the folks behind it. They're very early on in their process here, only really started testing this. Testing this in the Seattle area in the past 12 months. And so it's not widely available. It's about a $2,000 a year test to get involved, to get engaged. But the uptick on it has been huge, and the success that they've seen, and some of the people that we've talked to at GeekWire about this has been really positive, that it's had a dramatic impact and how they're changing their behavior to improve their health, which is just an amazing thing.
That's a local startup associated with someone with quite a track record. Aravel, South Lake Union, downtown?
I'm not quite sure
somewhere
where they
down
are.
There.
Yeah, yeah.
We're talking to GeekWire's John Cook about, he's written about 10 transformational startups in the Seattle area. Another on your list is a virtual reality company called Pluto VR. Now, we've all heard that virtual reality is, it's coming, it's amazing.
Yeah.
So what's, again, same question. What's so remarkable about this Seattle version?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a broken record here, but again, we're looking at somebody that has an amazing track record in the gaming space this time. A fellow by the name of John Vici, who previously co-founded PopCap Games, which sold to Electronic Arts. Everyone probably knows PopCap for their games like Plants vs. Zombies or Bejeweled. Well, John Vici has gone out and started Pluto VR. I would say of the 10 on our list, this is probably the earliest stage company. And I should probably preface this by saying this list was created in partnership with the Museum of History and Industry as part of our Seattle 10 program, where we're recognizing these 10 up-and-coming startups less than 5 years old. And we're trying to identify who are going to be the next great startup. So it's the third year we've done it. As I said, this is probably the earliest stage of the 10 companies that we have on it. But it was our attempt to say, you know, Seattle has a very much a burgeoning virtual reality ecosystem that's starting up here, in part because of Microsoft. You also see Oculus has a large office here.
Virtual reality can mean so many things, right? It could be used in medicine or conferencing or gaming.
Exactly.
What are we talking about from Pluto?
From Pluto, and that's a great point, because while they have come out of the gaming industry, these guys are extremely interested in creating applications across a variety of industries. They're not limited to gaming, where we've probably seen virtual reality come at here at the in the first part of its development. But they are really interested in just developing applications that can go across many of these different verticals. As I said, still pretty early with them. They haven't really come out with anything specific yet. But an early stage company worth watching.
One to watch, as they say, in Ballard, at least for now. Let's talk about one more innovative startup in Seattle. You say a company called OfferUp could be a Craigslist killer. How is that?
Yeah, OfferUp is probably the biggest company you've never heard of in the Seattle area. This is a company, that, I don't know if you've heard the term unicorn-style companies. Unicorns are companies that are valued at over $1 billion, but aren't publicly traded yet.
And they're so rare?
Because they're so rare. But now they're not as rare because we've had this bubble in the tech ecosystem pop up. So now there are 60-plus unicorn companies out there. Uh-huh. OfferUp might be one of our only Seattle-area startup unicorn companies, valued at over $1 billion, just raised $90 million in funding from Andreessen Horowitz, many others in the venture capital industry. And the concept.
I recognize the name Andreessen.
Yeah, Mark Andreessen of Netscape. So Andreessen Horowitz is a large Silicon Valley venture capital firm. Mm-hmm. And yes, they are going directly after Craigslist. I don't know if anybody's used Craigslist in the last 15 or 20 years, but it really hasn't changed much, has it? So here they are really coming at it with a mobile-centric view. So trying to get people that are purchasing and exchanging goods on a mobile device. And they've developed a very well-liked Android app as well as an iOS app. And so OfferUp is a fast-growing company started by a very well-known startup entrepreneur here by the name of Nick Huszar, who's I like these entrepreneurial stories where they're these guys that have been out there, they've been trying it, they've failed, and they get back up. And Nick is very much one of those guys. So he's built a big company, about 75 folks right now, but growing incredibly fast.
Congratulations, Nick. You're finally a unicorn. Okay, that's John Cook of the tech news site GeekWire.